见者，大家早上好。今天是2020年10月23日，星期五。我们今天呢，又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们亲爱指的咖啡 Chandra Maharaj，为我们继续讲述今天的博家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Okay, now spoken number.
Yeah,
chapter 12.
Yeah, 12, 11, I think. 12, 11.
Okay. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Janabalava Givarada Gopi Janabalava Givarada Yashoda Nanda Yajajana Anjana Yashoda Nanda Yajajana Munati Ravana Munati Ravana Ayurada Madhava Kunjaviha Jayorada Madhava Kunjaviha Pijana Balava Giribharadha Pijana Balava Giribharadha Yashoda Nanda Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanacha Yamuna Tira Vanacha Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Maharaj? Hare Krishna Maharaj? Hare Krishna Maharaj? Hare Krishna Maharaj, I cannot hear you. Can you hear me? Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家，可能现在这会儿连接有些问题，稍微等一下。Maharaj, can you hear me? Yeah.对不起啊，顾客掉线了。看看是不是把它加进来一下啊。哎，三八姐，您那边是什么声音呢？
马先生，焦先生。
早上好 ，So now we can hear you. Can you hear me? Yeah, there were some broken of your voice. Marge, could you speak a little bit more words? Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Sorry, Maharaj, 是公路那边的声音听不见是吧？
对对，公路那儿好像今天信号特别不好。
对，这个怎么办呢？
这么短信。这么短信。
对呀、啊、Maharaj, can you hear us? Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Hare Bol.
怎么办？再重新呼一次吧。
好吧，我觉得可能，那可是还得安然妈姐来呼才行。
嗯，行行。
啊，那阿拉玛尼，那这样我们现在全部都断掉，然后呢，麻烦您再呼一下呗，再看看姑姑能不能上来。So, Maharaj, we are going to cut off this connection and call you again to try.
Okay.
Okay. 哎，这听我就能听见了。
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Yes, Hare Bol.
Yes, Hare Bol. Can I ask?
Now it's all right.
Okay, Maharaj.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, my Wi-Fi switched to the wrong router.
Yeah, but it seems that now is okay. Let's just try in this way.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Fixed it.
Okay, good.
Okay, we'll go to Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, text 11. Start with the word meanings.
Yeah, 我们来先看每个字的意思。
Atta, even though.
Atta, 就算.
Etat, this.
Etat, 这.
Api, also.
Api, 也.
Asakta.
Asakta.
Unable.
不能。
I see, you are.
I see, 你是。
Cartoon, to perform.
Cartoon, 执行。
Mat, onto me.
Mat, 向我。
Yogam, in devotional service.
Yogam, 奉爱服务。
Ashrita, taking refuge.
Ashrita, 托庇于.
Sarvakarma,
Sarvakarma,
all activities.
一切活动.
Of all activities.
一切活动的.
Phala, of the results.
Phala.结果的。
Tyagam, renunciation.
Tyagam, 弃绝。
哒哒。
哒哒。
Then.
那么。
Kuru do.
Kuru 做。
Yata Atmavan, self-situated.
Yata Atmavan, 自治。
So I'll read the Sanskrit a couple of times. Ohai Adai Tad Apyasato Si Kartu Madhyogama Shita Sarva Karma Palajagam Tatakuru Yatatmana.Hoita Apisaktosi Kartu Madhyogamashita Sarvakarma Palachagam Tatakuru Yatatmavan. Hoita Apisaktosi Kartu Madhyogamashita Sarvakarma Palachagam Tatakuru Yatatmavan.You want to read it?
Atai tadapya saktopi kartum madyugam ashritaha sarva karma palatyagam dadakuru yatatmavan.
Very good. Translation. If, however, you are unable to act in this work and this consciousness to meThen try to act, give up the result of your work, and try to be self-situated.
译文，但是你如果不能以做奉爱服务的心态为我工作，那就尝试着放弃你所有的工作结果，努力地保持自制。
Reflect by His Divine Grace.A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Kijai, Yao Tzu. It may be that one is unable to even sympathize with the activities of consciousness because of social, familial, or religious considerations, or because of some other impediments. If one attaches himself directly to the activities of Krishna consciousness, there may be objections from family members or so many other difficulties.For one who has such a problem, is it advised that he sacrifice the accumulated result of his activities to some good cause? Such procedures are described in the Vedic rules. There are many descriptions of sacrifices and special functions for the full moon day, and there is special work in which the result of one's previous action may be applied. Thus one may gradually become elevated to the state of knowledge.It is also found that when one is not even interested in the activities of Krishna consciousness, he gives charity to some hospital or some other social institution. He gives up the hardened results of his activities. Read that note.
要旨由A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 提供。也许由社会、家庭、宗教见解的缘故或其他的障碍。个人甚至无法支持 Krishna 知觉的活动，因为如果他直接了参加的 Krishna 知觉的活动，就有可能引起家人的反对或面临许多其他的困难。对于一个有这种问题的人来说，最好的建议就是把他积累的工作成果献给一些崇高的事业。伟大文献中有对这种程序的描述。也有很多对祭祀和特殊的虔诚活动 Punyam 的描述。虔诚活动是把一个人过去活动的结果加以应用的特殊工作，这样人就可以使自己逐渐地升到知识的层面。也有这种情况，既人对 Krishna 知觉运动，既人对 Krishna 知觉的活动不感兴趣，对医院或者其他社会机构布施。因而放弃了他辛苦努力所赚得的工作成果。Yes, Maharaj.
That's also recommended here because by the practice of giving up the fruits of one's activities, One is sure to purify his mind gradually. And in the purified stage of mind, he becomes able to understand Krishna consciousness. Of course, Krishna consciousness does not depend on other experience, because Krishna consciousness itself can purify one's mind. But if there are impediments to accepting Krishna consciousness, one may try to give up the results of his actions.
这种做法在这里也受到推荐，因为通过练习放弃自己活动的结果，人的心灵就必须逐渐变得净化，就必然会变得逐渐净化。当心灵变得纯净时，人就有能力理解 Krishna 知觉了。
In that respect, social service, community service, national service, sacrifice for one's country, etc. may be accepted so that someday one may come to the stage of pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita 8:46, we find it stated, Yatak pravittir bhutanam. If one decides to sacrifice for a supreme cause,even if he does not know that the supreme cause is Krishna, he will come gradually to understand that Krishna is the supreme cause by sacrificial methods.
当然 ,Krishna 知觉不依靠任何其他的经验，因为 Krishna 知觉本身就能净化人的心灵。但是人如果在接受 Krishna 知觉时遇到障碍，就可以试着放弃他工作的成果。就这点而言，社会服务、团结服务、国家服务为国家的利益牺牲都是可以的，以便将来有一天能够看到为至尊主做纯粹奉爱服务的阶段。佛教梵歌第十八章的第46十节声明，决定为至尊的目标献身的人，即使不知道目标是 Krishna， 也将以奉爱的方式逐渐地理解 Krishna 是至高无上的目标。 Yata pravittir bhutanam。Maharaj.
Okay, that's the end.
Yes.
So, Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shaksuya Mavitamina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Mayabhutha Kadamayam Tadati SwaparaskamVandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitamitam Shrivipam Sadvetaham Sadvirutam Padidana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana LaitaShri Vishakanditam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaur Avani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavari Paschacha Desatarane Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namani Madhu Jojala Premaja Shirupanuga Bhaktida Sigora Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostate Namovar Shabana Videvi Dayatayati Pabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Pabave Namaha Namaste Gauravane Shimurtaye Dinatarane Rupanuga Viruda Apasadanta Dvanta Harane The Prabhupada has given special darshan in teaching us.Well, what Krishna says, we see how Krishna is so kind. He doesn't say, well, if you can't serve me, then just forget it. He offers something you can do that will bring you to the platform of being able to serve.
所以施乐帕帕呢，他在这里面给了我们关于 Sri Krishna 的教导的一个特别的 darshan， 来告诉我们 Krishna 是多么的仁慈。Krishna 并没有说，如果我们要是没有办法获得 Krishna 知觉的话，那就把这事给忘了吧，就别弄了。但是呢，他告诉了我们如何能够通过不同的这种方式，让自己通过别的这种方法，最终能够达到对 Krishna 知觉的认知。
So ordinarily, Krishna does not recommend, you know, mundane charity and pious activities and stuff. But only in this respect that they're not the supreme. But here he's making it clear that if you can't, you know, just serve Krishna and give your charity to Krishna, then give it. And there may be, you know, different reasons. Sometimes the family won't let somebody serve Krishna.But do some charitable work. Do even volunteer service at the hospital or, you know, give free food to the poor. Do something. Many people do things like that.
那通常来说呢 ,Krishna 他其实是不建议我们去做一些世俗的布施的一些活动的。但是呢在这里面他就特别指出就在某些情况下比如说有的时候出于某种原因使得一个人他没有办法去为 Krishna 做服务比如说家里面的人不同意啊或者其他的这些原因那就使得他就没有办法去做服务那怎么办呢那就去从事一些这个布施类的这种活动比如说去做一些义工去打一些义工啊然后呢去把自己的这些工作的这个结果作为一种布施献出来啊那这样的这种方法是好的而且有很多人都在去做这样的事情把它当成一个对 Krishna 的服务来做
So Krishna is very reasonable you know it's just like school you can't go to you know the university right away you have to learn how to read and write and basic arithmetic and everything before you can study higher thingsSame thing for serving. Sometimes we can't. Some people, due to their past life, they can take to devotional service right away. Other people need to still work their way up.
所以 Krishna 呢，他是很讲道理的。就好像我们在学习上也是一样，我们不可能一下子就去进行大学里面学习大学里面的课程。我们必须得先得打好基础，先要从基础学习才可以。那么对于 Krishna。知觉的这个奉爱服务也是如此那有些人呢是可能在前世的时候已经积累了一些虔诚的活动已经为 Krishna 做了一些服务了所以呢他就可以从一个阶段开始但是还有一些人呢他之前没有这样的铺垫所以呢他就必须要从头要开始慢慢的一点点的去积累
The idea is to get into the mood of giving things rather than taking
Now, 在这里面 Krishna 所建议的呢是让我们要培养这种给予的概念而不是要去获得的概念因为当我们培养出给予的概念的时候慢慢的话呢我们就能够理解我们要把我们的获得要给予 Krishna 了
Like in Japan, we have one wealthy lady. She's, you know, she's favorable to Krishna consciousness. No sadhana or anything.But she's very pious.
比如说在日本我们有一位很富有的女子那她呢就对 Krishna 很友好而且呢她也愿意给 Krishna 做一些布施但是她并没有进行 sadhana 规范的修行但是她所从事的活动呢是很虔诚的活动。
So she calls around all her wealthy friends to donate.You know, because rich people, they buy so many new clothes all the time. So they donate their old clothes.
所以呢他就召集了他这些有钱的富有的朋友们。因为这些有钱人呢他们经常会购买新衣服。所以呢他们就会把这个旧衣服捐出来。
And then, you know, she goes and gives these clothes to the homeless people.
他就会收集所有这些有钱人的这些衣服，然后呢，他就把这些衣服呢捐给那些无家可归的人。
And then she gets a very good feeling because those homeless men, they're very humble and they're very grateful. And people get purified by giving them things and, you know, makes them think about how other people are suffering and develops compassion and kindness.
当他把这些衣服捐出去的时候呢，他内心感到非常的喜乐，非常满足。原因就是由于接受对方的这些，就是接受衣服的这些无家可归的人，他们是很谦卑的，而且呢，他们是很有感恩心的。而且呢，当在捐出这衣服的时候呢，就会培养出自己的一种怜悯的这种心，会设身处地的为那些正在受苦的人的状态去着想。
Gradually, then they can understand Krishna's in everyone's heart, and the best thing you can do to help people is give them Krishna.
然后慢慢的呢，他就能够明白了 ，Krishna 他是在每一个人的内心之中的，而且呢，给予人最好的事物其实就是把 Krishna 给予对方。
Krishna is providing for everybody, he's so merciful, and he provides
Krishna,
in different ways for everybody.
Krishna 他是如此的仁慈，他为每一个人都提供着，但是呢，他对每一个人提供所需的方式是不一样的。
The devotees also feed the poor people and they give charity to poor people, but we chant Hare Krishna at the same time and we give them Krishna, so that makes it transcendental.
奉献者呢，也是为无家可归的人们提供食物的，也为他们进行布施，但是与此同时呢，还要为他们唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，所以呢，也使他们变得处在了超人的层面。
And we also know that everybody is spiritually poor, so we don't only select poor people, but any kind of people. They're all poor. They're all suffering without Krishna.
但是我们明白，其实所有的人都是处于灵性的贫瘠的状态的。所以，当我们在布施的时候呢，并不仅仅是向那些穷人布施，而且呢是向所有的人布施。使所有的人都能够得到这个灵性的益处。
So we deal with a lot of people that they may want to come and serve Krishna, but the family won't let them. That's mentioned here.You know, they won't let them give their money to the temple, and they won't let them even chant the holy name. So we can encourage them to do some kind of charity work, some kind of pious.
那我们会遇到一些人，这些人呢，他们在家里面是遇到障碍的。比如说，家里面的人不喜欢听他们念诵 Hare Krishna 的名字，或者不喜欢看到他们给 Krishna 进行布施。所以呢，当我们遇到这样的人的时候呢，我们就要鼓励他们从各个的这种角度或者是方法去为 Krishna 做某种方式的布施或者做某种方式的服务。
And then gradually they get purified, Krishna will help them to actually serve him. But Krishna give credit anyway for whatever someone does.
然后逐渐的呢，Krishna 就会，那逐渐当他们在做这些各种各样服务的时候呢，他们就会得到净化。然后呢 ，Krishna 就会帮助他们，使他们最终能够为 Krishna 做直接的服务。但是呢，在他做其他的这些服务的时候呢 ，Krishna 其实已经记下了他们的好处。
So Krishna Prabhupada says, is advised that he give his accumulated result, that is the money, to some good cause.
那舍利帕帕说呢，就是如果他们要是把他们所积累下来这个钱财要是给予好的这种活动的话，那他们是能够得到好的结果的。
So we see a lot of people, they organize these nice activities, planting trees, cleaning up the trash from the beach, things like that.
那我们其实可以看到很多人，那我们可以看到很多人都在从事这些很积极正向的活动，比如说他们会给这个他们会种树，然后呢会救助无家可归的这些动物们等等这样的活动。
Teaching people to read, poor people, you know, in different countries, different things.
在各个国家都会有人从事各种各样的活动，比如说呢，去教穷人，上不起学的穷人们念书识字。
Doing something that, you know, is some level helpful to people, we recommend. We don't recommend, you know, just working hard and being an ordinary person, you know.Just come to the temple on Namastami or Buddha's birthday or something.
So, Maharaj, I don't really hear it clearly. Could you say it again?
We recommend, you know, if they can't come to the temple, they can't serve Krishna, family won't let them for some reason, find some kind of good cause. Like I said, there's so many, they're planting trees orcleaning up the forest, or the, you know, trying to rescue animals. Many nice things people are trying to do.
对呀，是这样的，就是如果要是这人们他遇到了某些障碍，而没有办法直接的到庙里面去服务，无论是服务 Krishna 也好，或者是去到这个佛庙里面去进行任何的服务也好，那么呢就要想各种各样的办法来。帮助他们从事一些好的活动，比如说像刚才所提到的种树啊，或者是捡垃圾呀、啊，然后呢教穷人识字啊，救助无家可归的动物啊等等。
Trying to stop abortion, you know, many things.
或者是帮助停止进行堕胎的这种活动啊等等。
The idea is to.Renounce something, you know, we're getting paid for working, and most people are just spending it for sense gratification or saving it for future sense gratification.
那这个概念呢，就是为了要培养出一些弃绝的这种心态，因为有很多人他只是非常努力的工作，然后呢积累自己的财富，他为的就是去进行感官享乐，或者是将来的感官享乐。
But give up something. Give your time if you don't have any money. Have some time. Do some volunteer work.
所以说呢，就要放弃一些什么。比如说，如果要是我们没钱的话呢，那我们就给出一些时间。比如说，用我们的时间去做一些这个志愿者的工作。
Or if, you know, your family is really against Hare Krishna, maybe you can give some money to the Buddhist temple or something. You know? Maybe they'll think that's okay. And then Buddha is Krishna also.
那比如说如果是家人不愿意我们给 Hare Krishna 的这个活动进行布施的话呢，那也许可能我们把这个钱呢可以捐到这个佛教的庙里面，这样也许可能我们的家人会觉得这种活动是可以接受的。但是呢佛陀其实他也是 Krishna.
So, Prabhupada says, if someone is not even interested in Krishna, gives charity or something, he can make progress.
那时候爸爸说，即便是一个人他对 Krishna 没有任何的兴趣，但是如果他要是给了布施，就给任何一件事情一个布施的话呢，那他其实也是能够有所提升的。
Krishna consciousness doesn't need all these other things, but some people can't just only practice Krishna consciousness, and they need to do these other things, and they'll get purified.
那 Krishna 知觉它其实不需要所有这一切的，但是如果要是某一个人他没有办法去进行 Krishna 知觉的活动的话，那么他去从事Krishna 知觉之外的这些布施的虔诚的这些活动的话，那也对他是有益处的，也能够使他得到净化。
And devotees are very, you know, see, like when we have, in many countries, they have the free food they give to the poor people. And many people will donate for that food distribution. They wouldn't donate to the temple, but they'll donate for distributing prasadam. But because it's prasadam, they're getting special mercy. They get the benefit of distributing prasadam.
Mm. 那在每一个国家呢都会有 prasadam 的派发，然后呢把这个 prasadam 派发给这些需要食物的人。但是有很多人呢他可能他不会直接的对这个庙去进行服务，不会向庙进行布施，但是呢他会不把这个钱布施给准备 prasadam 这件事情上。那么当他去布施 prasadam 这件事的时候呢，那他也得到了净化。
So we're not, you know, they're trying to do something good. They don't know that Krishna is the topmost, but they'll gradually come there. Krishna in the heart will help them.
那他们在做一些善事，但是呢，并不知道Krishna 是至善的。但是呢，他在做的这些事情的时候呢，逐渐的，就能够达到。就是到 Krishna 的这个阶段，就是明白 Krishna 是至善的这个阶段，因为 Krishna 会在他内心中帮助他去了解。
So we start by, you know, asking people to chant the holy name, read Bhagavad Gita. But if they can't do that, we don't just reject them, but we ask, and can you do this? Can you do that? And Krishna is here in this chapter, these verses, he's giving a long list of, even if you can't give charity, you can't do that, something else you can do.
所以呢，当我们在接近一个新人的时候，我们首先请他们做的呢是，念诵 Hare Krishna 或者是阅读《薄伽梵歌》。但是如果他们要是不能做到这一点的话呢，其实我们也就不是说一下就把他们给拒之门外了，而是我们会引导他去做些其他的事情，比如说去进行布施啊等等。那么在这一章里呢 ，Krishna 也是极度的显现了他的仁慈，他给了我们很长的一个建议的一个列单，告诉我们如果这件事不行，那能够做一些其他的什么事情呢？如果那件事情再不行，还能够去做一些其他的什么呢？所以还是很变通的。
Okay, thank you very much.
非常感谢。
Bunch of coffee to this guy.Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Chitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Trishe Namaha
So Marge, you're going to take questions?
Yes.
Questions?OK, 那 Marge 的对这一节诗节的讲解呢，现在到这儿。如果大家有任何的问题或者有任何的评述的话呢，那请大家提上来，然后请 Marge 为我们解答。But at this point, we haven't got questions yet.
Yeah, almost never.
Yeah.
OK,
here.Yeah. Here's the question. 感谢 Maharaj， 感谢翻译和主持。在要旨中，圣恩帕帕德提到了为国服务、为国牺牲可以接受。这里指的是，这里提到的为国牺牲都包括什么呢？为国战斗，上战场上捐躯算不算呢？而圣恩又说过，现代战争不多不少。不多不少都是恶魔间的战争，在如此战争中牺牲是否算为国牺牲而被提升呢？谢谢您。Maharaj, thank you very much for your lecture. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that we need to render some service for the country and is also acceptable to sacrifice for the country. My question is that what are they considered at the sacrifices to the country? What about to join the wars join the battles for the country. Is that also a kind of a sacrifice? Say, for example, the sacrifice in the battlefield. However, Srila Prabhupada also mentioned that for the modern wars, there actually are the wars between the demons. So if we join the war, which is conducted in between of the demons, that kind of sacrifices will also be considered as a sacrifices for the country. Thank you very much.
Yeah, something like that. I was questioning that myself. But
事实上呢，您这个问题
of course,
we've
been served in the military. You know, the idea is you're giving up something to serve something else. Sacrifice doesn't necessarily mean that you die or something, but you sacrifice your time, you sacrifice your money, you know. So there's, you know, countries, there's other service that's supposed to be for the country also. That,
so
that could be the idea is almost anything.
Okay.
Historically in America, when Prabhupada came, it was the Vietnam War time.
Mm. 首先呢，就是您所提到这个问题呢，也是我自己在琢磨的一个问题。那其实这个为国牺牲，并不仅仅是要牺牲自己的生命，而是放弃一些东西，把这放弃的这个东西呢，用于一些其他的这个事情上面。那么比如说可以去这个用自己的一些就是放弃自己一些钱财啊，或者是一些这个生活方式啊。那比如说当舒尔帕帕的他刚刚来到美国的时候呢，当时美国正是越战的时候。Maharaj, this question is from Rajendra Prabhu, just for you to know.
Yeah, so I'm just going to tell history and everybody can take it for what they want. So when Prabhupada started in America, it was the Vietnam War.
那我想给大家就讲一下这个历史。当舍尔爸爸他刚刚来到美国的时候呢，当时美国正在进行越战。
So for the devotees that were in the temple, you know, Prabhupada arranged and helped to arrange that they wouldn't have to go to the war because of religious reasons. They were monks.
那当时呢，在住在庙里的这些奉献者们。舒拉帕帕就可以为他们做出一些安排，使得他们由于他们是参加了一些宗教的，他们有一些宗教的信仰，而且呢是出家人，所以呢他们就不需要去参加越战，就不需要被送到战场上去。
But then when he was talking like to a group of students, and at that time so many people were protesting the war and everything, but they weren't becoming devotees.He said, "This is your country. If they call you to the war, you have to. You should go. You have to go." People were shocked. They didn't like that.
但是当舒拉帕帕在和一些学生们在讲道的时候，那么当时呢，有很多的学生他们都是非常反对越战的。可是舒拉帕帕说，但是因为这些学生他们也不会加入到奉爱生活中来，所以呢，舒拉帕帕就对他们说，可是这是你们的国家呀。就是你们如果是进行这个战争是为了你们的这个国家在战，所以呢你们应该进行你们应该参战，应该加入到这个战争中。所以当时大家听了舒拉帕帕这个话呢感到很震惊，因为他们不喜欢听到这样的答案。
So it could mean that, you know, but the basic idea is you give up your somethingyour time, your energy, your money, for some cause it seems good. You can volunteer to help your country in many different ways besides going to war.
但其实这牺牲的这个概念呢，实际上是放弃自己的一些所拥有的事物，比如说自己的时间呐、自己的精力呀、或者是自己的钱呐，去做一些善事，去做一些能够帮助到国家的事情。但是呢，并不仅仅意味着是要参战才算为国牺牲。But Maharaj, because we do have the wars today, so for those people who join the war, what will be their meat for next life?
It depends on your consciousness at the time of the next life depends on your consciousness at the time of death.
Okay.那我就跟着饶正跑步问了马哈士一个问题，就是因为现在我们的确有一些战争，那么在这种战争中丧失生命的这些人，那他们下一世到底会是怎么样的一种结果呢？那说了Guru 就说呢，这完全取决于当你在捐躯的那一刻所处在的意识是什么样的，因为我们在临死的时候的那个意识，它会决定着我们的下一生。
Alright.
Yeah. So there is no more questions for now.
Really? What's happening?
Yeah, we don't know. Yesterday we also didn't get any questions. I mean, Maharaj, 就因为我们现在没有看到更多的问题， Maharaj 就说这到底是怎么了？出了什么事儿？最近大家为什么没有提问题？ Hare Krishna， 各位奉献者们，请你们还是提出一些问题来。 OK， here is a question。 Hare Krishna， 深深的顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva， 唱诵圣名时陶醉于乐曲的操作，自己歌喉的展示，这是不是感官享乐的表现呢？一个为爱神爱众生而唱诵圣名的人，有没有什么特征呢？如果有，那具体的特征是什么呢？ I think this question is from Ramananda Madhaji. Radhananda Madhaji. She is asking that Hare Krishna, please accept my very, very humble obeisances to you, Shri Gurudev. And the question is that when we chant the holy name, if wevery obsessed for how to play the musical instrument and also how to, immerse in the beautiful voice expressed from myself. Is that also a kind of science enjoyment? And for a person who really have the love to the Lord, have the love to the living entity,when this type of person chants the holy name, what's the symptoms he or she manifested? Thank you very much.
Well, that depends. We have descriptions of hair standing on end and tears flowing out of the eyes and things like that. Dancing, chanting more, trying to tell other people trying to spread the holy names.
那这个取决于具体的情况。那有的我们在描述中也听到了，有的人在唱诵的时候呢，他会眼中流淌出泪水。但是呢，还有一些特征呢，就是他的这种唱诵会激发他唱诵的更多，然后呢会跳舞跳得更加的热烈，而且呢会很鼓励其他的人和他一起来唱诵和跳舞，并且呢也希望能够更广泛的去传播。And she is also asking that for a person who is obsessed with instrument playing and also enjoying his own beautiful voice versus a person who is actually love the God, love the entity.
Wait a minute. Every time you talk, a loud motorcycle goes by and I miss half of it.
Okay.
Please repeat.
Okay. Well, actually, Maji's question is also asking that, are there any different symptoms in between of the person who is who is only enjoying in the instrument playing and also how beautiful of the voice versus of the person actually has a love to the Lord, to the Lord, and to the living entity? Do they manifest as different symptoms?
Okay. I'm just going to repeat that because I have another recording. That if someone is chanting with pure love for Krishna, do they have different symptoms that someone's just enjoying the music and the sound of the beautiful voices? And
yes, yes.
Externally, it may look the same.
Mm.
From looking at them, we might not be able to.
Sorry?
From just looking at people, from just looking at them, we may not see any difference.
Okay,
internally,
okay.
There would be a lot of difference.
Okay, okay. 那这个还是Radha Nanda Maharaj 这个问题啊，就是对于一个他只是陶醉于乐曲的操作或者自己歌喉的展示的一个人，和一个爱神爱众生的人，他们俩在唱诵的表面外在上是看不出区别的，他们的区别只显现在内在。Yeah. So, next question from Rajendra Prabhu.
Okay.
今天的师节就是中国人说的积善行德。如果是善报，那我们看到只有罕见的积善行德的人接触了 Krishna 知觉，得到提升。大部分都享受了善报，大部分都是去享受善报了。我们被告知，只有奉爱才能够得到奉爱。能否说今天的积善行德的行为不一定是能够得到 Krishna 知觉？这样想对吗？ Prabhu asked that the verses of today actually is about collecting the pieties and also doing some moralities in goodness, which is, has been encouraged by the Chinese culture.However, and then the result is that we will collect some good reaction. We can get some good karma, the karma in goodness. But very few of such people, they can actually get in touch with Krishna consciousness. They will actually have some advancement in Krishna consciousness because most of them will go to enjoy their good karma.So we also been told that only bhakti can give bhakti. So can we say that the piety activity of today in the mode of goodness is not necessary can give us the Krishna consciousness? Is that right? In other words, that the piety in goodness cannot actually really give us Krishna consciousness.Is that right?
Yeah. It can't, the piety and goodness so cannot just give us Krishna, but it can help us come to the point to be able to appreciate Krishna when we hear about it. So devotees, we have that duty to keep going out, trying to find people, doing whatever we can to teach people about Krishna. But not everybody that even comes to Krishna conscious finds Krishna. They may be chanting and everything, but with material motives. But still, doing, nice, pious activities, helping the poor, volunteer work, whatever it is, that's good. And it can bring someone to the mode of goodness where when they do contact Krishna, they might be able to connect. Step by step, see.
Okay.
But once you have bhakti, you don't have to do other things in order to develop your bhakti.
那的确就是这种积善行德的这种行为，它不能够让我们得到 Krishna 知觉，但是呢，它会让我们达到一种层面，就是对 Krishna 会有这种好的心态，我们就会喜欢 Krishna。 那么所以呢，也就为什么这个奉献者就需要不断的去接触人们，不断的去把 Krishna 的这件事情告知给大家。而且还有一个就是，当一个在进行 Krishna 知觉的行动的人，比如说就在唱诵 Krishna 圣名的这个人，他也不一定能够得到 Krishna 知觉，因为他在从事这个活动的时候呢，他的内心可能是一种物质的驱使的驱动，这样他在做这件事情的。但是就是所以说呢，就是当人在进行这个善事的这个行为的时候，他其实是可以让他有一种善意的这种提升，然后呢，在这种善意的这种提升中呢，他就可以逐渐的达到对 Krishna 的这种认知，所以呢，这也是一个逐一渐进的一个逐步的一个过程。Maharaj?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's your answer, or you are going to say more?
No, I think, you know, that's enough. We don't want to be fanatic. The idea of this verse and what Krishna is saying here is that when we're dealing with all kinds of people, so of course, like in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, Narada Muni told Vasudeva, you're cheating the people because you've written all these Vedic yajnas for material gain. And this is what people want. But we're praying if we try to tell people, well, if you can't give anything to the temple, your family just won't let you out of the house, or they take all your money, you know, but maybe you can do something good, some kind of pious activity.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to ask people, but think about that you really want Krishna eventually. So we can't be fanatic and just say, okay, you can't chant Hare Krishna, you can't surrender, can't chant 16 rounds, so you're useless. No, that's not right.
那所以说就是我们要注意，就是我们不能够让自己变得非常的狂热的那种趋势。不能跟别人说，如果要是你不能够念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，你要是每天不能够念诵十六圈的话，那你就完全无用，你就没有任何希望了。不是这样的。那我们必须要意识到，其实我们是要面对各种各样的人的。那么各种各样的人呢，都要给他们一种机会，所以呢，要通过不同的这种方式来引导他们。对，要用这种不同的这种方式要引导他们。So next question.
Yeah.
So the next question is from Panchatattva Prabhu. 顶拜咕噜，圣和奉献者，圣帕帕德说过，拯救落水者的衣服是没有用的。那么做世俗的慈善事业还有意义吗？Please accept my very humble obeisances to you and also to the devotees. Srila Prabhupada because said that if we save the clothes of the drowned person is useless. So in this case, significant to do this type of mundane charity works?
Again?
He is saying that Srila Prabhupada said that if we only rescue the clothes of the drowned, it's useless.
Right.
So for this mundane charity work are necessary, or are there any use there?
Not anything mundane for us is not necessary, but the idea of this verse, which I'm trying to say again and again, is that for the people who cannot do devotional service for some reason or other, they can't even give a donation to the temple, then it's better than that they give some donation to something rather than use that money that they earn for sense gratification. Because then they might develop some renunciation, and then they can gradually come to Krishna consciousness.
是这样的啊，就是当一个人他真正的变得具有 Krishna 知觉的时候，所有的这些世俗的慈善的事业都是不需要去做的， 而且呢对他们来说确实也没有什么意义。但是呢我今天要在这个世界里面一次又一次的强调的一件事情，就是当一个人他没有办法，他不接受 Krishna 知觉的时候，他不能够为 Krishna 知觉中去做任何服务，或者是不能给这个庙里面去进行布施的时候，那他呢也需要去从事一些善事的这些活动，去进行一些布施，因为这样呢会让他变得有这种气绝心，变得会变有这种净化心，然后最终呢能够慢慢的达到那个层面。所以这个是这节诗的意义。The next question from Harivansa Prabhu. 如果启迪奉献者遵守规范修行感觉很有压力，可以退回到轻松点的服务方式吗？Harivansa Prabhu asked that for an initiated devotee, if he or she feels it's hard or he is quite distressful to follow the regulative principles, if it's okay for he or she to go back to some more, you know, relaxed way of service.
Yes. Hopefully they can at least do some service for Krishna, helping devotees in some way, giving donations. If they're humble and admit that I'm just weak, I can't do it, but I think it's good, then, you know, they can still make progress. And eventually be able to follow.
可以的，但是呢，他最好呢还是能够做一些服务，比如说去帮助奉献者呀，或者是去给一些布施。如果他要是很谦卑的，能够承认自己是处在一个很虚弱的这种状态的话，那么在这样的一种心态下，继续去做一些力所能及的服务，那他最后呢还是能够得到提升的。The next question is from Dalji Prabhu Mataji. 顶外咕噜的莲花族，宇宙创造之初，所有的生物体沉睡了一千年，不能够移动。主 Brahma 他是利用众生的沉睡一千年这段时间来冥想自觉吗？Please accept my verbal obeisances to your lotus feet.In the beginning of the creation of the universe, all the living entities sleeping for 1,000 years, they cannot really move. So, is that true that Lord Brahma also using this 1,000 sleeping years to do his meditation to reach the self-realization?In other words, if Lord Brahma is using this 1,000 years to meditate it for his realization.
Yeah, he didn't know who he was. He didn't know where he came from. He didn't know what he was supposed to do. He didn't understand anything. So then he heard this sound, tapa, tapa. He understood he should do tapasya. So he did this meditation.And then Krishna revealed himself.
因为当时主 Brahma 呢，他完全不知道自己是谁，然后也不知道自己是从哪来的，然后也不知道自己应该怎么做，所以呢，他就冥想，然后呢，他在冥想的过程中呢，就听到了 tapa 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 的这个声音，那他就知道他是应该做一些苦行。那然后当他在做苦行的过程中呢 ，Sri Krishna 就向他揭示了一切。
All right.
Then Radha Ananda Maji said, thank you very much. Then there was another. Sorry, my neighbor started for the construction. 然后呢就是对不起啊，我们家旁边的这个邻居开始做装修了。And now here is another question from the, from a devotee said that, 请问 Guru,佛教说万物合一，万物都是在体内，这种方法感觉我对万物都有爱， 他们像是我身体的一部分，会越来越有爱。但奉爱瑜伽说众生都是 Krishna 的仆人，这样会不会有崇拜倾向呢？Maharaj, my question is that Buddhism's teaching is that everything is in one, everything is in the same body. So this made me feel about actually I'm beloved by by everything, and because they are the part of my body, so this is also make me feel more and more love to them. However, the Bhakti Yoga said that all the living entities is the servant of Lord Krishna. So will this to, you know, develop a kind of intention of worshipping? I guess what she's saying here that will this develop a kind of the intention for, you know, individual worship? Marge, can you hear me? Did you hear me?
Yeah, I'm just trying to... Can you go start the first part again about Buddhism?
Yeah, she is saying about the Buddhist teaching is that everything is in one. So all the living entities is in the same body. Means that... So I feel that about I have the love to all of the living entities. And the living entities have all of the love to me because all of us are together. So because we are merging together, so we have love to each other. However, the Bhakti Yoga said that all the living entities are the servant to Krishna. So is this a kind of intention for, you know, idol worship?
No, we're all part and parcel of Krishna, not part and parcel of me. We're all parts of Krishna. Therefore, we should all be together. That's what we teach. And we're all supposed to serve Krishna. We're all brothers and sisters. Krishna is the source of everyone.
那我们的教导呢，是我们大家都是 Krishna 的一部分。那我们所有的人呢，都是和 Krishna 相连接在一起的兄弟和姐妹，那我们大家是在一起服务的，而 Krishna 呢是我们众生的源泉，这是我们的教导。
So we're trying to worship Krishna, and therefore Krishna is in everyone's heart.I'm not in everyone's heart. Everyone's not part of me. I'm just a tiny part of something. You know.
对，然后我们呢是要崇拜 Krishna， 而 Krishna 呢是在我们的心中。那并不是说是我在所有众生的心中。那我只不过是一个非常微小的一个部分而已。
And we're all servants of Krishna, so we should all, you know, love Krishna, then we should love each other because we're all part of the same whole, but we're all individuals. We're not all just one thing. The Buddhists say that that's Mayavadi, which we read about again and again. And it's not that we're all one and we're going to become all one merged thing. We're all individuals.But instead of thinking, I'm different, I have a different religion, I have a different language, I have a different body, no, we're all connected to Krishna. The soul is the same in everybody.
那我们呢，其实都是和 Krishna 相连接在一起的。那我们都是和，就是那个佛教的这个教导呢，它是 Mayavadi 的教导，它讲的是我们Sorry, Marge, I cannot really repeat all of the things what you say just now.
We're all part and parcel of Krishna. No one is part and parcel of me. I'm an individual, separated part. And what you said in the beginning was that Buddhism teaches we're all part of me. We're all, everything is part of me. No, we're all part of Krishna. We're all part of Buddha, whatever you want to call it.
对，就说我们所有的人呢，都是 Krishna 的一部分，或者说呢，我们也都是这个佛陀的一部分。无论你把它给称呼成是 Krishna 也好，还是佛陀也好，但在您这问题里面讲的呢，就是所有都是我的一部分，那么这个是不对的，这个是 Mayavadi 的说法。就是因为我们是 Krishna 的这一部分，所以呢，我们都是在这样的一种连接下为 Krishna 做服务。
If we're thinking, if we understand everyone is a servant of Krishna, then we honor everyone and we all live in harmony and we all can be very happy. But if we think this person is a servant of someone else, this is that, no, Krishna is in everyone's heart. That's what we want to understand.
所以说呢，就是如果要是我们觉得我们每一个人都是 Krishna 的一部分，每个人呢都在为 Krishna 做服务，那当这样想的时候呢，我们在这样的连接中呢，就可以去在一种很平和的、很很友好的一种状态下生活。那这也是我们能够彼此理解的一种方式。So the next question is from Ishwari Mataji. 顶外咕噜，在 Krishna 知觉中经常有净化这句话，净化具体是什么？是我们的业报因为有各种奉献的服务中去除了吗？还是因为奉爱服务的善报使我们生活在吉祥中，没有了解不吉祥事物的身边而身心干净了呢？常听净化就是不了解具体是什么。Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. In our Krishna consciousness practice, we always hear a statement about you will get purified. So I want to know what kind of things to be purified. Could you elaborate a little bit more specifically? While we are rendering the devotional service, then all of our karmic reactions will be purified. What it's implied to, or life will become more auspicious, and none of the inauspicious things will come to us, or physical body will become more cleaned, or mind will be more cleaned, because we're always hearing about the word of purifying, but I don't really understand what is that. Thank you very much.
Well, you know.A lot of people in our house, we have a water purifier.
大家都知道，在我们每个人，好多人的这个家里面都有净水器。Marge?
So, the water is dirty, it's full of chemicals and dirt.But the purifier takes out all those things, so then we can drink the water.
因为在水里面呢，有好多的不洁的东西，有好多的化学的物质。那么这个净水器呢，它就可以把所有的这些不洁的东西把它净化掉，然后我们就可以踏踏实实的喝水了。
So our mind is full of dirty things.
那在我们的内心中有好多好多的不洁。
Lusty desires, anger, prejudice, so many things.
那在我们的知觉中呢，有好多的不洁的东西，比如说呢，我们有色欲啊，有愤怒啊，还有好多的偏见呢。
Right? So we need to purify those things.
所以呢，我们需要把这些东西给它净化掉。
By chanting and by.You know, we have so many impure memories, impure desires, but by hearing about Krishna, we get purified, we get proper desires.
那比如说在我们的内心中呢，有好多不恰当的欲望，那有好多不好的这些东西都在我们的内心之中。那么通过念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名呢， 就可以使我们的这些不洁的这些欲望都被净化掉。
So as we get purified, we act in nice ways. Our mind wants to think of Krishna. Krishna is pure. So Krishna purifies a dirty place. Krishna can purify anything. Our body will also become pure by eating only prasadam.
那因为 Krishna 呢，他是非常净化的，所以呢，当我们在念 Hare Krishna 的这个圣名的时候呢，是我们的这个内心得到了净化。那当我们因为这个 Krishna 他是可以洁净掉各种各样的肮脏的东西的，所以说呢，我们的这个心意呢，也是可以被 Krishna 所净化的。还有呢，我们的这个身体也可以通过荣耀 Krishna 的 prasadam 得到净化。
It doesn't mean that nothing bad will happen or come around. The material world is what it is. But when we're purified, we will react much differently to whatever happens.
这并不意味着在我们身边就不会发生不好的事情。这也就不意味着在我们身边不会发生不好的事情，因为这物质世界它本来就是这样的。但是呢，当我们得到净化之后呢，当我们遇到不好的事情的时候呢，我们应对它的这种态度就会发生变化。那这也是在我们这一章的后面会讲到的。
That's what's later in this chapter, with equal in happiness, and we won't be disturbed by the inauspicious things or the auspicious things that happen. We won't be angry when bad things happen. We won't get too happy when good things happen, but we'll just keep trying to serve Krishna undisturbed.
那么在后面就会讲到，当我们得到净化的时候呢，我们就不会被苦乐所扰，那也不会被我们所遇到的吉祥或者不吉祥的这种境界所打扰、所困扰。我们只不过呢，就会在一种不被打搅的内心之中，继续为 Krishna 做服务就好了。
Freed from the influence of lust, greed, and anger, not getting all angry so easy.
所以呢，我们就会从色欲、愤怒和贪婪的这种状态下摆脱出来，而且呢，我们也不会那么容易就变得愤怒、就生气了。So next question.
Yeah.
The next question from Radhananda Mandal.Yeah, from Brother Nanda Madhaji, 一位虔诚的佛弟子每个月都会来联谊一次，渴望荣耀 Prasadam。 他张嘴的称呼是阿弥陀佛 Hare Krishna。 他非常的喜欢风爱瑜伽的生活方式，而他内心呢又有很多的恐惧和焦虑，所以 Gurudeva 该如何的安慰这位女士呢？我们和他联谊恰当吗？ There is a very pious Buddhist. Every month she will cometo join the association program with us once. And also she's also hankering to take the prasadam. But every time when she addressed us, she will address it in a way like, the Buddhist chanting, Amitofo and Hare Krishna. And she really liked the lifestyle of bhakti yoga. However, in her mind, there were lots of fear and anxiety.So my question to you is that, what is the right way to pacify this lady? And also, if it's proper for us to have such association with her? Thank you.
Okay, this Buddhist lady, she's attracted to Krishna, so that's very good. That means she's a sincere Buddhist, and she's austere, and she's been practicing properly. So...Of course, she's attached to the Buddhist mantras. That's all right. It's the name of Buddha, Amitofu, right?
Yes.
Name of
yes.
Buddha.
Yeah.
So if she likes chanting Hare Krishna, let her join the kirtan and take prasadam, read Bhagavad Gita, and don't worry. Just be friendly and kind. We benefit by helping her, and she probably has a lot of good qualities we can learn also.
那首先呢，这位佛虔诚的佛教弟子，他被 Krishna 所吸引，这是非常好的，因为意味着他是一位非常真诚的佛教弟子。那么他在称呼的时候是阿弥陀佛 Hare Krishna， 这也很好，因为阿弥陀佛呢是佛号，是主佛陀的名字。那所以呢，我们跟他联谊是非常好的，而且呢，我们在通过和他的联谊的过程中，在服务他的过程中呢，我们也从中受益很多。而且呢，我们也可以看到，在他身上可能有很多很好的品质，我们是可以向他学习的。所以呢，跟他联谊这件事情是很恰当的。只是如果他是喜欢 Hare Krishna 的圣名的话呢，那就请他一起来加入我们的 Kirtan， 然后呢，请他继续的荣耀 Prasadam， 并且呢阅读佛家梵歌。所以只要这么不断的去做就好了，不用有任何的担忧，就我们不会有任何，不要有任何的这个顾虑。But Maharaj, she is also asking. She said that this lady has a lot of fear and anxiety. So, Mataji asked her what will be the right way or good way to, you know, help her to be away from those fearfulness and anxiety.
Well, everybody has fear and anxiety. That's the nature of the material world.
所有的人呢，他都是处在恐惧和焦虑之中的，因为这就是物质世界的本性。
So associate with her and have as much kirtan as possible. And if she reads the Prabhupada's books, she'll become free from fear and anxiety. That's what Bhagavad Gita says.
那所以说呢，我们就尽量多的和他联谊，然后呢，请他来唱诵圣名，然后并且请他阅读释迦牟尼佛的书籍，阅读佛家梵歌。因为呢，佛家梵歌里面就讲到了，如果我们要是不断的去聆听和唱诵的话呢，我们就是能够从焦虑和恐惧中摆脱出来的。
Is she a Buddhist living in the temple monk, or is she just a normal person that practices Buddhism?
I think she's just a normal person practicing Buddhist. Let me clarify. Guru 就问呢，就这位佛教弟子，他是生活在庙里面的一位出家人呢，还是就是在家休息的一位佛弟子？那我说从您这话里面了解，应该是一位普通的佛弟子，不是在庙里面的出家人。
That's very good. Try to just help her. You know, we don't know what she's afraid of. She may have a very terrible family or had a very previous, we don't know. But the only way to really get free from anxiety and fear is by becoming Krishna conscious. You can't do it overnight. Practice.
所以呢，就持续不断的和他这样联谊就好了。因为我们并不知道他内心的这个恐惧和焦虑到底是来自于哪里的，也许是来自于他的家庭或者是他的某些方面，但是真正的摆脱恐惧和焦虑的方式呢，只有是具有 Krishna 知觉之后才能够摆脱，但是呢又不是在一夜之间就能够得到 Krishna 知觉的，只有通过不断的练习才有可能得到。
Is that right?
So the next question from Peng Jidong Prabhu. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my Varaha obeisances. What to do to cultivate or develop my Krishna consciousness?
Can you repeat that?
He or she asking what to do or how to do to develop or cultivate my Krishna consciousness.
Must be very new person, huh? Because this is what we do is chant the holy name and read the Bhagavad Gita and take prasadam and associate with devotees. That's how to develop.
那我们培养 Krishna 知觉的方式，我们所做的方式呢，就是唱诵圣名，阅读佛家梵歌，荣耀 Prasadam， 以及和奉献者联谊，这些都是培养我们 Krishna 知觉的方式。
Take the medicine and we take the food. Medicine is the holy name.
那我们呢这个要吃药，我们也得好好的吃饭。那这个药呢就是圣名，圣名就是我们的药。
The holy name is also medicine.
那这个圣名呢是药。
Sodom is also medicine.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
So take to whatever he can to develop our Krishna consciousness. Chant the holy name, take prasadam, read Bhagavad Gita, serve devotees. There's just these basic things.
就这些非常的这个基础的一些事情。Yeah, 就是这些基础的去培养我们 Krishna 知觉的事情都是比如说荣耀 Prasada 念诵圣名阅读薄伽梵歌与奉献者联谊但是呢最主要的一件事情呢是要念诵圣名唱诵圣名The next question is from Dauji Prabhu 顶拜古鲁的莲花族Rupa Goswami 写了一部瓦坛 Vyasa 圣 Vyasadev 写了一部瓦坛 Sanantana Goswami 也写了一部瓦坛具体的名字好 Please accept my venerable obeisances to your lotus feet Srila Rupa Goswami wrote a Bhagavatam Srila Vyasadev also wrote a Bhagavatam Srila Sanantana Goswami also wrote a Bhagavatam What are those names for respective Bhagavatam? Maharaj? Hare Krishna Maharaj, are you there?
Okay, I was just waiting. I didn't hear anything. So, Can you repeat the question then? Because we get the same question again and again. But the process is the same for everybody.
No, Marge, this is a different question. This question is about this devotee asked that Srila Rupa Goswami, composed Bhagavatam. And Srila Vyasadeva also composed Bhagavatam. Srila Sanantana Goswami also composed a Bhagavatam. So what are the names for each of the Bhagavatam?
No, they didn't compose. They commented on the Bhagavatam.
Right.
Vyasadeva composed it.
是这样的啊，就是舍勒鲁帕戈斯瓦米和舍勒萨南特戈斯瓦米他们并没有著作圣典薄伽瓦坛，他们只是给圣典薄伽瓦坛写了评注。那么舍勒维亚萨德夫呢，他著作了这部圣典薄伽瓦坛。
Rupa Goswami commented on the Bhagavatam, and so did Sanatana Goswami in many different ways.
那这个睡了 Rupa Goswami 和睡了 Sananta Goswami 都对圣典薄伽瓦坛进行了评注，是从各个角度不同方面来进行评注的。
Prabhupada also commented on it.
那睡了 Papa 也给圣典薄伽瓦坛写了评注。
But it's composed by Vyasadeva.
但是呢，这个圣典薄伽瓦坛是由舍勒维亚萨德夫所著的。
So in Bhakti Yoga, the most five most important things: first is chanting the holy name, getting a spiritual master, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. These are the very important items.
那么作为我们的 Bhakti 修行呢，一个呢是唱诵圣名，找到一位灵性导师，并且阅读圣典薄伽瓦坛，这些都是非常重要的。活动。
All right.
Yeah.
So it's good that devotees want to advance and they're asking how, but we should know how, but we can't expect instant, to become Hari Das Thakur instantly. you know, that we can chant 300,000 names and, you know, we can fall unconscious when we hear about Krishna's pastimes and tears can flow out of your eyes like rain. That may probably never happen in this life. But Lord Chaitanya said, and Prabhupada carried it on, if you just follow the regulative principles and chant your 16 rounds every day, at the end of life, Krishna will take you back.
那所以呢，首先奉献者想要
，Nobody can become perfect.
那所以说呢，奉献者首先呢，想要让自己在灵性生活上得到进步，是非常好的。而且呢，要询问怎么做也是非常好的。但是呢，我们要知道我们应该怎么去做。但是呢，我们又必须要明白，就是我们是需要去持之以恒的去练习，并不能够巴望着在顷刻之间，在很快的这种情况下，我们就能够达到完美。我们不能够像，比如说像睡了哈尔达斯塔库人那样，一天就能够唱诵，每天都会唱诵三十万遍的这个圣名。但是呢 ，Krishna 他给了我们这么一个承诺，就是如果要是我们恒常不断的去念诵圣名，我们如果要是每天去进行我们的萨那的规范修行的话，那最终呢，他就会来接我们，是会把我们带走的。但是呢，我们也要知道，我们可能要经过很多很多的这个生世，才能够达到完美。并不是 ，so you are saying that no one can get perfect， 就没有人能够达到完美的。
Well, Krishna will see you as perfect if you're trying to serve him with as best you can, and you never give up.
但是呢，当 Krishna 看到你永不放弃，然后并且呢是非常的真诚的在做着竭尽全力的努力的时候，那会儿 Krishna 觉得您就是完美的。
Mind will tell us, "Oh, you can't do this," or you know, somebody was.Seemed very advanced, they were doing so much service and then they fell down, so there's no use me trying. The mind will tell us so many things that you should just quit.
那这个心意呢，它会告诉我们很多很多的这些负面的信息，它会跟我们说，你看那些特别特别精进的人，他这么努力的在修行，最后他还是堕落了，所以说呢，你是不可能完成这个事情的，你最好还是放弃吧。
That's why we try to organize as many kirtan festivals as possible. And I think we're having a lot of online classes, but we need more online kirtan. I know in the beginning of the COVID, devotees were doing a lot of online kirtan. Some devotees still are a lot, and they're getting very enlivened by that.
而且呢，我们而且有很多的Kirtan， 所以为什么我们会安排很多的这个 Kirtan 的圣名节？那我知道现在呢，我们有很多在网上的课程，但其实呢，我们也应该安排更多的在网上的 Kirtan 的唱诵。那比如说，在这个新冠病毒在最开始发生的时候呢，奉献者就在网上安排了很多的这个 Kirtan 的唱诵。那现在还有很多的 Kirtan 唱诵在进行着，而很多的这个奉献者，很多人呢，都被这样的 Kirtan 的唱诵所激励着。
So the next question from the same devotee or the same listener who is asking the question about the Buddhist teaching. She is saying that 我说的意思是佛教，我说的意思是佛教，我是众生，众生又是我。She is saying that for the Buddhism teaching is that I am the living entity and the living entity is me.She's not saying that I am the Lord, I am the God, but I am the living entity, and the living entity is me. Just want to say that. Marge, you hear that?
I didn't hear it. I'm sorry, the sound is really bad. You know, I'm going to put in the earphone, but then nobody else can hear.
Yeah, but Marge, the devotee
the traffic. And then if you don't talk really, really loud, I'll hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say the question again.
Yeah, the question is that, well, the devotee just want to clarify. She said that what I mean here is that I am the living entity and the living entity is me. And in another word, I am not saying that I am the Lord and I am not like the Lord, but I am just the living entity. Living entity is me.
Yes. We're one tiny little entity, part and parcel of the Lord.
那么我们呢，其实是一个非常小的一个小的生物体。那我们是主的一个非常小的不可分割的一部分。So the next question from PPLU, she is asking.请问敬爱的 Guru, 请问不同的奉献者做的 Prasadam 的净化力不同吗? Please accept my humble obeisances to you. My question is that for the Prasadam prepared by different devotees, will they obtain different impurity power? I mean, are they obtain the different purifying power?
That depends. If they're sincerely, Everything depends on the consciousness.
所有的这一切全部都取决于知觉。
So, it's true for chanting, if you're chanting of Prabhupada, it has special potency. But, Chaitanya Prabhupada has empowered the holy name.So that if other people are chanting, as long as they're devotees, it has so much potency.
So
we should not be busy trying to calculate, this devotee, maybe I don't think he's so pure, maybe his prasadam is no good. This is very bad mentality. I'm sorry, Radhananda, but you're always coming up with things like this.
Trying to calculate
who's better, who's higher, who's lower. Please, give that up and be happy.
Maharaj, this is not from Ramananda Mataji. This is from a devotee from PPLU. Okay, please allow me to translate what you say just now.
There's something to that, but we should not be trying to figure it out.
We should
be thinking Krishna accepted this. Once Krishna accepted, then it's also good.
Yeah.Mark, please allow me to translate what you said just now. It's very important. 就是这个奉献就包括这个唱诵圣名也是一样的。我们这个就是当我们在唱诵的这个知觉中所念诵的这个圣名的这个力量，它展现出来的是不同的。但是比如说我们如果是能够像 Srila Prabhupada 那样去念诵的话，那么这样的这个声明那肯定是很有力量的。但是呢，我们不能够去计算去琢磨哪个奉献者他的唱诵更有力量，或者他做的 prasadam 更有力量。我们如果要是这么去想的话，这是一个非常不好的心态。所以呢，这个只要是奉献者他在念诵他所做的这个prasadam 都是很有力量的，这个是我们一定要谨记的，所以我们不要去评判去计算。马老师刚才说呢，这是一个非常非常不好的态度。 So next question from
As long as the person is chanting 16 rounds following the principles,Krishna will accept their cooking and it'll be spiritually beneficial for them.
Sorry, Maharaj, could you say it again?
If the cook is chanting rounds, following the regulative principles and, acting in a mood of trying to serve Krishna will accept that and it'll be purified and beneficial for us.
If
someone who's, sinful is cooking and they're not following the principles, or they hate devotees and they're just angry, but we don't have that kind of people in our movement cooking.
那作为一个奉献者，如果他要是在努力的遵循四项规范原则，并且呢在努力的念诵圣名，而且呢在他的这个知觉中呢，他就是怀着要去为 Krishna 做服务的这种心态，他是以这样的一种心态在做这个 prasadam 的话，那么 Krishna 就会让他的这个 prasadam 是有净化力的。但是如果要是一个人他在从事各种各样的这个恶行，然后呢也不喜欢奉献者，然后也不喜欢我们的这个 Krishna 知觉的这种运动，那这样的人他做出来的这个食物肯定是不行的。但是呢在我们的这个运动中呢，在我们 ISKCON 的这个运动中是不可能请这样的一位人去做普沙丹的。So the next question is from Radhananda Madhaji. She is explaining about Buddhist Madhaji's mentality. She said that 她害怕别人说她是信仰叛徒，因为很多佛弟子没有关于奉爱哲学的知识，他们认为佛是最高的，很多人认为 Krishna 知觉处于外道，我也不知道外道是什么意思。 Hare Krishna. Well, she is explaining that for that Buddhist devotee who's coming over here for the association, she is always in fear that she will be criticized as a betrayer for Buddhism. Because many of the Buddhists believe that Buddhism teaching is the highest teaching. And they have no idea about what is the philosophy of bhakti. So, and also many people believe that the Krishna consciousness is a philosophy, is an outer philosophy. I have no idea what is an outer philosophy. Hare Krishna. Anyway, I think what she's saying about many people believe that Krishna consciousness is not the genuine, is not bona fide.
Well, that's their misfortune. They don't know what Krishna consciousness is.
那么对于别人那些不知道 Krishna 知觉是什么的人，只能说是他们的不幸，因为他们不知道 Krishna 知觉是什么。
And they don't know what Buddhism is either.
而且其实也就意味着他们其实也不知道什么是佛教的哲学。
So there is, in America we have Christians like that. Everything is bad except what they do.
那么在美国呢，
有一些 very neophyte understanding of their, they don't understand their own teaching. They just belong to a club.Think I'm better than everybody else.
那么在美国呢，也有一些这个基督徒，他们会说同样的话，他们觉得就是只有这个基督教的教导才是最高的。那其实呢，这也就意味着他们是处在非常的低级的阶段，而且呢，他们其实并不理解，基督的教导到底是什么。那么他们其实并没有真正的在进行基督教的修习，而只是这个加入了一个俱乐部而已。
So, just tell her, we love you, and don't worry. And Krishna's in their heart, and he'll gradually, they will understand also if you just act very nice.You don't try to convince these people about Krishna. You just practice yourself internally, and when you come to the temple, you can chant out loud and stuff.
那么当遇到这样的人的时候呢，就不用。So you mean that is the one we encounter this type of person, we just ignore them and we just chant out loud?
Yeah, the problem is that we have with people with their families also.They go and they try to tell these people about Krishna consciousness, but they don't know enough about it themselves and they push people, and then those people will get angry and upset. We should keep it to yourself and just be a good person.
Okay.
And
okay.
Gradually they find out about Krishna, but they see that you're a good person, they'll think Krishna is good.
Okay.
You have to be cool-headed.
那其实现在实际上是有这样一个问题啊，就是当我们自己对于 Krishna 知觉其实还不是特别的了解的时候呢，我们可能就会回去和我们的家人和我们身边的人去进行宣讲，然后呢，那当我们在和家人在宣讲的时候呢，可能因为人家不能够接受，所以说呢，他们可能就会变得对于我们所说的这个话呢，还会变得愤怒。所以说呢，我们要做的事情呢，就是在还没有非常了解之前呢。就是对于这些很反对的人，我们不要跟他们讲就好了。我们只是自己内心中很好的去念诵他的 Krishna 的圣名，然后让自己先把自己做好。So okay, 就是对于这个佛教弟子他的 so Marge, your suggestion to this Buddhist Mataji is that to just you know, make her to chant by herself and not really tell all of the others about this, right?
Yeah, don't make a big show, don't try to tell her Buddhist friends about Krishna.
Yeah,
don't chant in front of them.
对，所以说呢，对于这位佛教徒的这位 Mataji 的劝告就是，让他自己去念诵，去静下自己的休息就好了。在他目前这个阶段，就不要和他其他的那些佛教的那些朋友去宣讲他现在正在念诵的 Hare Krishna 的圣名，先把自己做好。So the next question is from Chanchala Pati Prabhu.修了很多年还是没有到达 Nishtha 的阶段，会有很多冒犯，不知还不如不修，这样就没冒犯，这样想对吗？ Well, some devotees have this type of way of thinking. They think that I've already practiced the Krishna consciousness for this many years. However, I still not able to obtain I still not able to reach the stage of Nishtha, and I'm still committed lots of offense. So I'd better not to do any practice, because if I'm not the practice, I won't commit any offense at all. So is this a right mentality?
No.
不对。
The only way to get purified of the offenses is to chant.
唯一的去摆脱这些冒犯的方式就是通过念诵。Rajendra Prabhu, 您的这个问题我不太明白，您说我是众生，众生是我，不是 I'm living entity, living entity is me. 您这是问题吗还是什么？ The last statement I forgot is from Rajendra Prabhu. He is saying that 我是众生，众生是我，不是 I'm living entity, living entity is me. I'm really not really follow what he's asking here.
Again?
I don't know. I mean, Rajendra Prabhu has a statement here.
Ask the question. I didn't hear what you said again.
Yeah, I'm saying that the last thing is from Rajendra Prabhu. However, I don't know what he's asking for. His statement is like, 我是众生，众生是我，不是 I am living entity, living entity is me. I'm not so sure he's putting a comment here or he's asking a question here.
Yeah, anyway, we are living entities, but Prabhupada very often refers to one Upanishadic verse which says, Nicho Nichanam Chaitanas Chaitananam. There's one supreme living entity, and there is unlimited tiny living entities that are part of the supreme living entity.
嗯，那说法宝经常会引述一个师节，就是呢，有一位至尊的生物体，然后还有无限的小的生物体。那这小的生物体呢，是包含在这位至尊的生物体之内的。
Nicho Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam.
Nicho Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam.
Yeah. But there's one supreme living entity and there's millions of tiny living entities. And of course, we know that that supreme living entity is Krishna.
那有一位，只有一位至尊的生物体，但是呢，有成百上千万的个体生物体，那我们大家都知道这位至尊的生物体呢是 Krishna。
Okay.
So this is everything.
All right. Yeah, that's pretty good. 2 hours. All right. Yeah. Thank you very much.
非常感谢大家。Hare Krishna. Maharaj,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
There was a lot
of
good questions.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder why devotees keep asking. How devotees can keep asking that, how can I make advancement? By practice, just like anything, you have to practice. Okay? How do you get somewhere by walking? You keep walking, right?
Yeah.
You just keep walking and you get there.
Yeah. 就是今天呢收到了奉献者的很多非常好的问题，但是呢有的时候我就觉得很好奇，为什么奉献者总是会问一个我怎么能够在 Krishna 知觉中得到提升的问题。因为呢我们只有通过不断的习练，不断的习练才有可能得到提升，就只要去练习就好了。那就比如说我们要是去到某一个目的地的话，那我们怎么去呢？我们只能走，我们通过走到那儿去，对吗？那我们只有不断的走，不断的走，最后才能够去到我们的目的地。所以呢，就不断的练习。
So if you're on a train and you know the train is going to Shanghai, and you're thinking this train is too slow, so you get off, then you'll never get there. But if you stay on the train, you're going to get there, even though it's slow.
那
if you get off, you're stuck.
那比如说我们去上海，我们是坐火车去上海的。但如果我们要在火车上觉得，哎呀不行，这火车去上海这速度太慢了，所以呢我们就从火车上下来了。可是你要从火车上下来以后呢，这上海是永远都去不了了。但是如果你要是一直在这火车上待着呢，最终是能够去到上海的。
Okay, 谢谢。So you wrong you good, you you we the Feng Shao Jie, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, thank you so much. 外观的知音服务员聆听各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天早课呢就到此结束了。非常谢谢安然妈的吉，非常谢谢萨提妈吉，我们安排的这样的一个平台，感恩卡尔川的马尔吉为我们的精彩讲述。谢谢所有奉献者的聆听。对于今天的就是环境上的一些不太顺人意的这个地方呢，我也感到很抱歉。深深的礼拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉中度过一个美妙的周五。Hare Krishna。